Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Have you ever wondered if those fad exercise programs, are they really a fad? You know, some of them look so much fun, and have you wondered, could you really handle them? My guest today is Neil Pyre. He's the owner of Inspire Training Systems in New Jersey, and we're talking about some of these exercise and workout programs out there. Neil, tell us about what's going on out there with some of these really exciting. There's Zumba and hot yoga and a boot camp. You offer a boot camp. Tell us what boot camp is.
Well, you know what, Melanie? Traditionally, boot camp has always been, it all came from the Paris Island experience, you know, the basic training in the military. Drop and give me 20 and come on, soldier, and you'd chant out cadences as you're doing your workouts, etc. That was the tradition. Right now, it's come some 30 years later. I mean, I was doing boot camps of that sort back in mid-80s. Today, boot camp really isn't exactly what you might expect. There are a lot of different types of boot camp, everything from rehabilitative boot camp to yoga boot camp, if you can believe that, to the more my type of boot camp, which is a sports-oriented, performance-oriented boot camp that's very manageable regardless of who the population is. If someone has a knee arthritis or a low back pain or some other type of orthopedic condition, I'm able to massage it and manipulate intensities and loads, etc., during the session so that everybody's working together, everybody's having fun, but at the same time, whatever modifications need to be done in that session, they're done. And
it seems, Neil, that people think of boot camp as some dude screaming, and you're a big guy, but you're a nice guy, and you know, I know you're kind of a softie, but do you scream at people?
You know what? It's one of my selling points, actually. If you go to my website on the boot camp page, you'll see. No more yelling. You know, no one's going to yell at you. You're indoors. I actually have the luxury of using an indoor professional baseball infield. And it's an expansive space. We're undercover, so we're temperature controlled in the winter and in the summer. And it's a workout that hits every muscle group, every energy system, and gets you fit regardless of what your strengths and weaknesses are.
So
without the yelling, without the drop and give me 20, without doing 1,000 burpees till you burp, you know, it's that kind of workout.
And, you know, I'm going to have to come and try that with you, Neil, sometime, because, boy, it sounds like it's a lot of fun. Now, people like Zumba. They think this sounds like a lot of fun. What is it?
Well, you know what? Zumba, which is really a very, very hot choreographed exercise routine now, is everywhere. And it's a Latin aerobic type of workout. There's Latin, Brazilian, and Argentinian-styled music, a lot of shaking, and a lot of, you know, you don't need to be a dancer to enjoy Zumba. You need to enjoy movement. And if you like music, especially Latin-style music, you're going to want to move. And that's really the philosophies behind Zumba. Get that Latin movement and shake the hips and move the arms. And, you know, it's an aerobic class, total body, that involves a lot of typical Latin American movement, dancing movements, as well as beats and music. That's essentially what it is. We used to call it Latin aerobics, and then this actually came out as a branded choreographed routine and program, which has really taken the industry by storm.
And so do you have to be, like, a really good dancer? Do you have to know the moves in advance? Or can you kind of go in there and just jump around?
Nope, not at all. I mean, the instructors are licensed and, quote-unquote, certified by Zumba to do set routines and be able to teach you those set routines. It's not a certification, which we've talked about in the past, that is a generalist certification where they can teach you whatever it is that you need to be taught and whatever it is they want to teach you. They're teaching you a set routine, and it involves movements. And if you can only shake your booty a little bit, but shake it to the beat and keep moving and have fun and hooting and hollering and all, you're going to enjoy something like Zumba. You know, it's all about movement and enjoying the experience, enjoying the music, enjoying the dance-like experience.
And now,
but you don't have to be a dancer.
But you don't have to be a dancer. Now, what about hot yoga? My sister does it. I don't like that kind of heat in any situation, but yoga is such a humongous part of the health community. Tell us about hot yoga.
Well, hot yoga, or Bikram yoga, I believe actually started in L.A., like so many of these fitness fads do. And not to call it a fad, but actually it's one of the styles that have become popular in yoga. And as a physiologist, my concern is about ambient temperature. And depending on the type of room and where in the country you are and what season you're in, you know, you really need to control the ambient environment, the environment in the room, to really control humidity and all the other variables that really can be taxing on most people and very dangerous for some. So you have to be careful. Someone that has a heart condition or is an older adult that perhaps isn't as fit and thinks that, oh, this is hot yoga and it's warm and okay, I can do this because it's really slow. And next thing you know, they're having other issues, health-related issues because of the heat. I hesitate for myself even to try something like hot yoga or do hot yoga on a regular basis because of the heat. The logic behind all the toxins and everything else.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask you. Yeah, is that a myth or a reality?
Well, I can't find a scientific basis that really makes me feel comfortable with actually recommending it as something that's going to quote unquote cleanse your system and all those toxins are going to ooze out of you. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It's sweat.
Well, I mean, you know, to me, Neil, the best way I've always thought to detox is to minimize your exposure to those things that you would take in anyway, whether it's smoke or the bad foods or, you know.
And drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
Because most of those toxins are going to go out through your urine, not your sweat. And those that make it to your urines are the ones that weren't filtered out by your liver. I mean, there is a system in your body that's there for that purpose, you know, sort of detoxifying your body. If it passes through that system, you know, great, it's out of your body. But to expect that all these toxins that we're supposedly breathing in and eating and drinking and pesticides and all this other, and I hear some crazy stuff, or, you know, oozing out of your system in hot yoga because you're sweating and it's coming out of your pores. You know, I think that, you know, I reserve, I have a lot of reservations about that.
Okay, now, so Pilates, this is still around. It's been around for a while. It's, you know, centers on the core. Is this really, I use some of it myself with my clientele.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about Pilates.
Well, Pilates was developed by Joseph Pilates way back early in the 20th century, and it was a way for him first to rehabilitate himself. He was a dancer and a dance choreographer, a teacher of dance, and he was injured. He wanted to rehabilitate himself, and he used a lot of these philosophies and movements, et cetera, that are popular in Pilates in order to rehabilitate himself. From there, he developed a protocol, if you will, that he would use with other dancers to improve their performance, their health, rehabilitate them, etc. So that's where it was founded.
Well, we're going to have to talk about this at some other time, Neil. Thanks so much for all the great information that you give us. You've been listening to RadioMD.com. There's always great information coming up. And you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com.